Get Abstract keeps you updated with summaries of the best business books published worldwide. Books you absolutely need to know in a convenient, smart format. And now, Get Abstract presents Crucial Conversations, Tools for Talking When Stakes Are High, by Vital Smart's founders Kerry Patterson, Joseph Grenny, Ron McMillan, and Al Switzler. The writers are executive coaches and consultants. The book was published by the McGraw-Hill Companies. In this abstract, you will learn how to identify a crucial conversation, how to use conversations to negotiate and resolve conflicts, and how to guide conversations to achieve the results you want. Do you want to argue? No? Then you need Kerry Patterson and his co-writers, who describe negotiation and conflict resolution techniques in the context of important, potentially life-changing conversations. Examples include getting a promotion, bringing up important information at meetings, and working out problems with your boss or spouse. Some of the tips will sound familiar, such as knowing what you really want and being open to alternatives. However, the book also highlights some themes that are often forgotten in negotiations, such as making it safe for others to express their true feelings. The authors explain how to avoid getting forced into false either-or choices and tell you how to remain alert for unstated alternatives. This lively book includes many examples drawn from business and personal relationships. Get Abstract recommends it in particular to those who are new to negotiations and conflict resolution, though it teaches solid skills that any manager, or any marriage partner for that matter, could benefit from mastering. And now the summary.
How to recognize a crucial conversation. Crucial conversations are those everyday interactions that significantly affect your life. No ordinary conversations, these have three key elements. First, opinions vary. Second, the stakes are significant. And third, people's feelings are strong. Whatever the topic of the discussion, the conversation is important and can make a big difference in your life. You're probably dealing with a tough issue, and your actions can have a positive or negative result. Often, people avoid such conversations or handle them poorly. The best alternative is to face the conversation and handle it with skill. 25 years of research with more than 20,000 people in hundreds of organizations showed that influential people develop an ability to handle crucial conversations. They are skilled in discussing difficult, controversial, high-stakes topics. Cultivating that ability will improve your career, your relationships, and even your health. You'll increase productivity in your company because you will be better equipped to deal with tough working topics such as safety, diversity, performance, and quality. The importance of talking earnestly. At the heart of mastering crucial conversations is the ability to engage in dialogue. Essentially, this means you are able to open an interaction with another person to exchange meaning freely between you. For example, a corporation's vice president once had reservations about relocating the company, even though the president of the business wanted to move to a new location. Others in the firm also feared the move, but were afraid to say anything. At a crucial meeting, the vice president expressed his concerns in a quiet, yet powerfully diplomatic way that led the company president to realize that he was trying to force his opinion on others. He gracefully backed down. It is only possible to engage in such a dialogue when everyone is made to feel safe about adding their own views or meaning to the shared pool of ideas being expressed. They feel free to express their thoughts, even if those ideas might seem wrong at first, or out of step with their beliefs, or controversial. Creating this pool of shared meaning enables people to make better choices and decisions, since they have more accurate, relevant input and information. The process may take time, but the decision will be more valuable if everyone participates. When people shape the meaning of an event, they are more willing to implement its outcome. They act more quickly and with more commitment. Make it safe for others to open up and express themselves. But keep your own goals and interests in mind so you guide the dialogue toward those goals while also considering what others want. Know what you really want. The first step to a fruitful dialogue is knowing what you really want and staying focused on it. This principle is known as start with heart. You have to get right with yourself to create solid dialogue. You must change yourself first to get others to change. When you think carefully and decide what you really want, you will find your own North Star to guide you. Asking yourself what you really want reminds you of your goals. It even affects your brain physiology, so you don't react to conflict and controversy as a physical threat. Instead, you recognize that dialogue can help you get what you want. Being focused gives you better options and may prevent you from reacting out of fear, out of a desire to win, or out of a quest for revenge. Avoid the sucker's choice trap when you think you have only two bad options. For example, either shut up or disagree with the boss and suffer the consequences. A greater choice is usually available through dialogue if you focus on what you want to achieve. Learning to recognize crucial conversations. So, how do you know when a crucial conversation is looming? How do you stop the flow of emotions that can derail the process of engaging in dialogue? To invoke the dialogue process successfully, learn to know when your safety is at risk. This reaction is a form of social first aid that you use when you see that a conversation is becoming unhealthy. Respond quickly before your emotions mount to avoid trouble. Avoid having a high-stakes exchange that turns into an argument. Three key signs will tell you that it is time to act before the conversation becomes a problem. First, the conversation has become crucial. That is, it already involves high stakes, emotions, and differing opinions. Look for physical signals, such as your stomach tightening up. For emotional signals, such as feeling scared, hurt, or angry. Or for behavior cues, such as raising your voice or pointing your finger. The second signal that you must act to forestall a problematic conversation is that people show signs that they feel unsafe, such as stony silence or a sense of incipient violence. The third signal that you should move the conversation along is an increase in your level of stress. Take heed if you react by silence or violence. Silence may manifest itself as hiding your thoughts, avoiding, or withdrawing. Violence may show itself as controlling, labeling, or verbally attacking. Making it safe. To have a true dialogue, make self-expression safe for you and for others. Create a sense of safety when others fall silent or seem to be moving toward anger or violence. Once you see either condition developing, remove yourself from the conversation. Let tensions cool and try to return to a starting point of mutual concerns. When everyone feels safe again, return to the issue you were discussing. Two major safety risks can occur, and they require different responses. First, a crucial conversation will lose its sense of mutual purpose if others believe you have a malicious intent. If they think you want to harm them, they won't trust your motives. In response, look for and restate a mutual purpose that will motivate the others to be willing to listen to your concerns. For example, try to explain to your boss how his behavior is causing you to be less productive. Secondly, you will undermine a crucial conversation if you do not show mutual respect. When people sense that you are not showing respect for them, they start defending their dignity. In response, apologize for any action that may have shown disrespect, and emphasize that you do respect them. In both cases, correct any misunderstanding by saying what you do and don't intend to communicate. Explain what you really want. Commit to finding a mutual purpose, and if you can't find one, invent one. Then brainstorm new approaches and strategies. Find ways to control your emotions when you are angry, afraid, or hurt. Harness the way you feel to put yourself in a better position for a productive dialogue. Your path to action in mastering your feelings has 4 steps. First, see and hear. Start with the facts as you understand them. Second, tell a story. Explain to yourself what's going on. Third, feel. Experience certain emotions in response to this knowledge. And fourth, act. Take steps based on your feelings and understandings. To control your emotions, retrace this path. Think about, question, and possibly change some of the elements. Notice the emotions underlying your actions. Examine the stories you tell to determine if your feelings are appropriate or productive. Reconfirm the facts. Recognize your role and motives in creating problems. Beware especially of 3 kinds of tales that you don't want to tell. First, victim sagas. You claim another person is harmful to you and at fault. Second, villain stories. You see the other person as having negative motives. Third, helpless stories. You depict yourself as unable to resolve a problem. You don't want to be seen as suspicious, blame-placing, or incompetent. So once you identify these unhelpful stories that trigger negative emotions, tell new stories instead. Remind yourself what you really want and determine how to pursue it. Stating your path and exploring the paths of others. With your emotions under control, express your position. Speak to persuade others and avoid being abrasive. This can be difficult when you are sharing controversial or risky meanings, but you can manage it if you maintain safety and avoid offending others. To this end, share your information with confidence, humility, and skill. When you are confident, you can speak openly to say what needs to be said. Having humility demonstrates your openness to other people's opinions. You show skill in your level of ability to speak about touchy subjects with honesty. Use the STATE acronym as a guide in knowing what to say and how. S. Share the facts you have. T. Tell the story you want to present. A. Ask others to express their stories or paths. T. Talk tentatively. E. Encourage testing. Then listen to others, including when they blow up in anger or shut down in silence. Use 4 powerful listening tools. First, ask questions to start the conversational process going. Second, mirror back what others are saying to confirm their stories and feelings. Third, paraphrase to acknowledge what others have said. And fourth, prime the pump when you feel the conversation is going nowhere. For example, restate someone else's thoughts and ask if you understand them correctly. In terms of tactics, agree with others when you can, build on what has been said by adding more complete information, and compare your path with the path that others are taking. Moving to action. Finally, the last step is turning your conversation into a good decision that leads to mutually agreed upon, united action. To do so, you have 4 ways to make a decision. First, you could give a command. Ask someone else to decide. Second, you can consult. Ask others for their input. Third, you could vote. Poll others on what the decision should be. Or fourth, you could reach a consensus. Talk with others until everyone comes to agree on 1 choice. Choose the decision-making approach that seems most suitable to the situation, and be sure you end with a clear conclusion. Specify who will do what and when. Indicate what follow-up actions you expect. Note the commitments people have made, and hold them responsible for their promises.
You've been listening to a business book summary from Get Abstract. To download the print version of this summary or other audio summaries, go to our website at getabstract.com. There you will find thousands of summaries of the best business books ever published. And thank you for listening to Get Abstract Book Summaries.